It's time now for today's edition, or this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. It's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. And we go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, Dr. Bill Blackley. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great.
All right, my friend. I know some big things are going on, so let's get right to it. What have you got for us?
Yeah, well, I'll just save the big stuff. Well, I can just tell you right now, the North Carolina Council of State with the governor, lieutenant governor, and the members of that committee approved the Carter Fall Project on Monday. So we're really excited about that. This is doing great part to the desire of Dan Park, who's a local attorney, who has made this possible. He has owned the falls for a long time, of course, 30 years. And before that, they were not public land either for probably 50-some years. So it's been a long time since we've had an opportunity like this. And thanks to Dan, he's given a 11-acre conservation easement on one side of the creek, which enables us to get in and out on both sides. And then he's going to the state with the bond money they just passed last year with Governor McCrory, passed a bond, multi-million-dollar bond for the state to enrich and boost our economy. And the state feels like this would be great for the three-county area economy, so they're going to purchase 41 acres on the other side. It's actually on both sides of the Elkin Creek at the Carter Falls, where there used to be an electric dam for the town of Elkin. The town of Elkin owned it at one time, and then Duke Power owned it for a good while until they felt like it was too small and sold it to Dan. And thanks to Dan Park and Sally and his kids and Bob Hillier for a lot of efforts, folks that are working on this project. Timetable is something, make some big announcement probably in August, late August, when all the paperwork is done. But Dan is excited, we're excited, and I think the community should be really excited. We're building a trail from Elkin to the park, of course. It's out by Birds Branch Campground. It's off limits at the present time. Please do not go out there. It's still private property, soon be owned by the state. And we want to get some signage up. It's a safety issue, of course. The falls are 60 feet high at least. And you don't want to be sliding down those things, man. Have a big problem. So how's that on the – is that enough? You think that's enough on the falls?
Yeah, that's fine. You can keep going, move on, whatever you want to do.
Okay, so just quickly, the Elkin Creek Mountain Bike Trail is really kind of cool. It's about 4.5 miles if you use the whole thing of it. There's one little section that's not quite complete. It's where some of the trail was destroyed by some four-wheelers in there. Not ragging on the four-wheelers. It's just they needed a slightly different place to ride, and we'll hopefully find them someplace to ride, but not on that part of the trail. So this trail is called the Iron Falls because of the iron that's in the ground up there where several hundred years ago people were digging. And, of course, somewhere up in that area is Allen's Forge, which was what made ammunition bullets for the Revolutionary War. So this is a really historic area. And so the second trail is called Iron Falls for two reasons, the iron, but also you have to be an iron man or woman to ride that trail or run it. It's pretty technical. So thanks to Jason Bowman and Rob Libert for that. Next, I'm just going down a list here. We put in a trailhead at Isaac's Trailhead out on Carter Mill Road. We had a weekend work out there. Tuesday we worked, and we'll have some more in the next month. But Irv McDonald, Harold Combs, Brandon Ganey, Dan Whalen, Don Pickett, Richard Pickett, Garland Roebuck, Johnny Hopkins, Johnny Adams, Kit Janicek, myself, and some others out there working and building trail there. Thanks to Jonathan Isaacs, Harold Combs, and Harold Combs, and Harold Combs helps us some too sometimes. So the next thing is that out what we call the Tombstone at Crooked Creek out up on the Primitive Trail, we're having engineers now work with the floodplain, and we're going to this summer or early fall, we're going to put a culvert there and add about another mile of trail straight up the rail bed and then loop back around and go all the way to the old rock dam. At the same time, we're doing, Robin Smith is doing a series of surveys for us on that area, and we're going east with the trail. Gotten permission from state, Weyerhaeuser, Ice Bush Farms, Von Bassett, to put our trail east down the river. And we're working with the people that are really good to work with that are doing the Chatham deconstruction. You know, they're going to save some of the buildings and have got some special uses intended for those, which people are going to be excited about. But they also want to help us with a river walk from Crater Park to Chatham Park. So we're working with them on that. And then tonight, really big thing, at 5:30 tonight, the Elk and Dog Park, Friends of the Elk and Dog Park, are meeting at 6:30 at the Elk and Library. So if you have a dog or have a friend who has a dog, go down and support them. They're trying to get about 50 people to sign up to be a part of it. Thanks so much to Jack Parton and Susan Parton for allowing us the land to use. And Stephanie and Nicholas Graff are running this. They've run a dog park before in Tennessee. He's an engineer. They've got it all 501c3 set up, charitable solicitation license, and they're going to get together and form a board. And tonight is their first big meeting. They've been coming to the farmers market and signing people up and getting the word out. But come out tonight at 6:30 if you can to the Elkin Library. If you're interested in a dog park, they're going to have for big and little dogs. All safety issues, you know, cover all those with vaccinations and all for the dogs. So I think I about run out of time, haven't I?
Yeah, I believe that's got to be, my friend. All right, Dr. Bill Blackley, thank you, buddy. And, of course, we want to say a special thanks to Dr. Jim Walter.
Absolutely.
And Jesse Ringerman at Salem Oral Surgery. Dr. Bill Blackley, we'll talk again next week. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringerman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.